John Kenneth Galbraith is best known for his books on economics, but his latest book is a novel, his first in 22 years. It's called A Tenured Professor, and book critic John Leonard has this review.
Many of us would like to be John Kenneth Galbraith, almost as much as Galbraith likes being himself. The Harvard economist is 82 years old. He has always wanted to be Galbraith, and for decades now that's exactly who he has been, and it's a burden he bears cheerfully. As long ago as 1962, when he was John Kennedy's ambassador to India, he admitted in his journal to some imperfections. His Uzbek, he said, was shaky, and the State Department insufficiently appreciative, and the actress Angie Dickinson had refused to run off with him to Honolulu. But he was otherwise satisfied. His job in India, he said, was amusing and interesting and one for which I have four qualifications: a grasp of the economic situation, a considerable ease in written and spoken communication, some knowledge of politics, and an unquestioned willingness to instruct other people in their duty. These are the very qualifications Galbraith brings to this short and witty fiction. I hesitate to call A Tenured Professor a novel. Like his unlikely friend, William F. Buckley, Jr., when Galbraith stoops to fiction, what happens is less a novel than what used to be called a philosophical romance, like Dr. Johnson's Rasselas. Galbraith has some wicked things to say about government, banking, and Harvard. He can't be bothered to invent characters as complicated as, say, Madame Bovary or Ivan Karamazov. Young Montgomery Marvin, a Harvard economist, and his wife Margie, an economist and a feminist, will have to do as benign types, talking heads. Marvin knows everything there is to know about refrigerator pricing, but he's also studied Freud and Jung in Vienna. He develops a method by which to analyze the stock market, called IRAT. This index of irrational expectations calculates the madness in buying and selling on the stock exchange. It assumes mindless euphoria, addictive self-delusion, and lemming-like despair. The Marvins bet their own money against the mood swings of the market. By the time he's got tenure at Harvard, they're both of them very rich indeed. And they invest their profits in so many worthy liberal causes that Congress has to pass a law against them. The joke here is that our money men are supposed to be all mind, no emotion, so cold-blooded as to be reptilian. Galbraith, of course, knows better. What happened to the Bank of America and the Sun Belt savings and loan business and all those loans in Latin America wasn't rational, any more than tulip mania in Holland 3 centuries ago was rational, or Jim Fisk's great idea of printing as much voting stock as he needed to control his own railroad company, or the crash of RCA in 1929. Galbraith's also having fun with some worthy liberal causes, a few of them so elitist they cause nosebleeds. And he even joshes himself, referring back to his earliest fiction as though it were a canonical text in the literature of economics. But mostly, he ridicules those complacent institutions, from Wall Street to Capitol Hill to Cambridge, Massachusetts, that presume themselves sober and sane when what they really are is Looney Tunes. A couple of years ago, Michael M. Thomas published a novel blaming the behavior of yuppie bankers in the go-go years on a KGB plot. Galbraith is kinder. He just says they're crazy.
John Leonard writes about television for New York Magazine, is a columnist for New York Newsday, and is media critic for CBS Sunday Morning. He reviewed A Tenured Professor by John Kenneth Galbraith.